Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Kyiv, where Anatoly Levin makes it very clear that the manpower shortage is complete and cannot be reversed. There will be no spring offensive of note in 24, none in 25. There are just not enough people left to draft into the front lines, and waiting for F-16s or long-range missiles is not going to answer that Russia overwhelms in manpower and artillery and ammunition. And what's ahead is a negotiation. Who's to negotiate is an open question. Then the commercial real estate market. For some years it's been trembling because of work from home, because of the pandemic, because large cities became unattractive to people living and working at home. Now the commercial real estate is clearly being discounted, 45 to 50% in the big cities of Los Angeles and New York. More than that, says my informant Chris Riegel, 60% is mentioned in other cities. And then the liberal universities that offer liberal education. And what is to be done? Peter Berkowitz has some very good ideas. One of them, of course, is to stop hiring people only from one group. A little more dissent, a little more toleration, a little more liberal education. What is to be done? Of course, just stop being illiberal would be a good start, says Peter. Harry Siegel comments on the migrants who are out in the cold. The city is managing them to introduce the idea of leaving. The city says, get out. It's odd. The mayor has an opportunity here, and he's not taking it, to be a hero to tens of thousands of people who have no resources to leave and don't want to leave. They're with their friends. But the city is not providing shelter that has continuity. It doesn't help the children go to school, doesn't help the parents find work or survive. The photographs are shocking. And then the markets. Veronique Tourigy comments on why it is that you cannot sell in great number or at all cupcakes made with marshmallows and anchovies. The public won't buy it. That same logic applies to vehicles, especially electric vehicles. You can't make the consumer buy what the consumer doesn't want to buy. People are responsive to marketing. And yet, and apparently this caught the EV makers unawares. They've cut back on their plans because the American people are not buying it. Hybrids, yes. Toyota's gleeful. Not EVs. Not Ford, not General Motors EVs right now. And then North Korea, joined by Anthony Ruggiero of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Kim Jong-un and North Korea have been promoted into the axis of resistance, not just selling shells and weapons, but being invited in, part of the team. Moscow, Tehran, Beijing, and Pyongyang. In fact, there's plans for Vladimir Putin to travel to Pyongyang later this year, first time in 20 years. Kim Jong-un, the outsider, is now an insider. Will it change his behavior? Maybe. He becomes part of a team that is aggressive and wants to transform Eurasia. First half of a long conversation with David Petrucha, his history of the election of 1920, Cox of Ohio versus Warren Harding of Ohio. Harding won, but this book is about the year of six presidents as the conventions gather in the summer of 20. Six presidents. Teddy Roosevelt, died in January 19, was expected to be the Republican nominee. His exit left the Republicans at sea. And then Woodrow Wilson, series of strokes, very ill, recovering somewhat. He had dreams of being the nominee for a third term. That did not happen. The Democrats turned to Cox of Ohio. Surprising, they needed some youth on the ticket. So they asked Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR himself, a young man, tall, extremely dapper, Harvard educated, and very good at politics, became the vice president. Warren Harding, on the other hand, chose Young as well, but he chose from another direction, Calvin Coolidge from Vermont, who was then governor of Massachusetts. That's five presidents. The sixth was Herbert Hoover, who was always moving in and out of both parties. He was mentioned as a Republican nominee. He was mentioned as a Democratic nominee. We know that he'll be president eventually, just not yet. And the second half, tomorrow night, we discuss what happens after the conventions, how the campaign goes forward. And then finally, conversation about the alarms in the Americas. Evan Ellis joins from the U.S. Army War College. Venezuela, throwing its sharp elbow into the side of tiny Guyana. Brazil, where the election coup incitement talk continues with arrests and accusations. Panama, where the former President Martinelli is number one in the polls but has been disenfranchised by the courts, has taken refuge in the Nicaragua embassy rather than be arrested and jailed for his corruption charge. And finally, Javier Milei, the very deft celebrity who is the new president of Argentina, was in Europe, joyous with the Pope, was in Israel, joyous with Netanyahu, and yet an article in Reuters makes it very clear that the soup kitchens in Buenos Aires and elsewhere are overrun. People are watching 20% per month inflation and you show up at the soup kitchens for pasta. So Milei, when he gets home, has a job that perhaps no one can do. But there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.